Mobile's mandatory mask ordinance went into effect after the local coronavirus caseload jumped 70% in June. Mobile County started that month with about 2,000 COVID-19 cases. At the end of the month, that total was closing in on 4,000 cases, with 136 people dead. Mayor Sandy Stimson said officials and doctors knew something had to be done.
The whole idea behind it was to slow the what's been the rapid increase of the cases in the last couple of weeks, really. I mean, I look at the graph every single day.
That didn't mean Mobile's mandatory mask ordinance sailed into reality without a fight. There were 2 days of debates, including heated objections from some residents. During the proceedings at City Hall, supporters, including the chief medical officers of all four major local hospitals, told the council that Mobile needs to require masks.
The science is getting clearer and clearer by the day. The CDC guidance is 2 days old. And the quote from the CDC was yesterday that they're worried that the coronavirus is kind of getting out of control in the U.S.
Dr. George Koulianos is president of the Medical Society of Mobile County.
So I think it's a very obvious decision that for the hospital's protection, ultimately for the community's protection, we need to just kind of wear a mask for a month, see where it goes, things calm down, no more masks.
Dr. Bill Admire is CMO of Infirmary Health Systems. Doctors and nurses at infirmary hospitals have been watching admissions and deaths increase since March.
At the infirmary, at one time on our fourth floor, we had 110 coronavirus patients, 27 on ventilators, and many of them died.
While doctors all say the mask requirement is needed to protect the community, residents were split. Most told the council they oppose the ordinance.
This is the most tyrannical ordinance that you could pass. You do not have the right to come against our constitutional rights.
Pam Maloney is a registered nurse. She says medical opinion has not been consistent on masks.
The CDC announced and said at the beginning, oh, you are ridiculous if you wear a face mask because you're touching your face. And now all of a sudden, you're going to make criminals out of law-abiding citizens if you don't wear a mask.
Maloney says people will not tolerate a mask requirement.
So we're going to throw a mask on everybody, shut everybody up again. I'm not doing it, and I'm going to lead a revolution. A revolution for constitutional rights. I'm sick of it. I'm tired of not having our voices heard.
Give me liberty or give me death was a great slogan for rallying partisans to charge British muskets in 1776. It's a terrible public health philosophy in the 2020 coronavirus pandemic.
Sabrina Mass is also a nurse. She says people have rights, but they also have responsibilities.
Those who choose not to wear a face mask during this pandemic risk harming others because no one can be certain that they are virus free, even if they have been tested. Am I virus free? I have no idea. That's why I will wear a mask.
Mass says that while some people find masks uncomfortable, the possible alternative is much less pleasant.
I tell you what, I have had many patients in my history to be put on ventilators. It is a painful process. If anyone could see the pictures of how that procedure is done, perhaps you can look it up, Google it. Google ventilators and how you intubate. And I bet you will wear that mask.
Not all council members agreed on the ordinance. John Williams cast the only vote against the motion.
You need to wear a mask. I just simply don't think that an ordinance is going to make people wear them. I think they're going to be ineffective and this ordinance will be unenforceable.
Williams said business owners should decide whether customers should use masks in their establishments.
But if Fresh Market, Costco, the Shell station at the corner, or whatever drugstore or private business that's in our city wants to say that you must wear a mask to come in this private business, or the mayor says that you must wear a mask to come on this government property, then I think they're well within their rights.
The ordinance will be in effect for 30 days unless the council decides to renew it. It requires anyone who's not in a home or car to wear a mask, whether they're on public or private property. That's anyone older than 10 unless they have a medical exemption. Mayor Stimson says that while violators can be fined $50 for the first offense and $100 after that, the emphasis is on giving out masks, not tickets.
So I think the police department is going to really be able to handle this real well because it's an easy lift from the standpoint of, you know, they're going to approach people if they see them without a mask, and the first thing they're going to say is, that, you know, do you have a mask? If you don't, hear why not? You know, here you go. We need you to comply with the ordinance. You know, would you please put it on? Well, unless somebody's just really trying to be obstinate and defiant, that's what they're going to do, is they're going to put it on.
Mobile joins Tuscaloosa, Montgomery, Birmingham, and Jefferson County in requiring residents to wear face masks. Guy Busby, APR News, in Mobile.